This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. For low-income families, eating healthy on a tight budget can seem daunting. In North Texas, community nutrition programs teach people how to stretch their food budget without sacrificing health and wellness. Cookies, chips, crackers, and candy are the mainstays of most convenience stores and vending machines. A homemade strawberry banana smoothie is a different way to snack. Fresh fruit, low-fat vanilla yogurt, skim milk, and a splash of apple juice, nothing more. The crowd at this Texas A&M AgriLife Extension class is eager for a sample.
You excited?
Yeah.
Got it.
Erica Chase wants to adopt healthier habits. She's 25 years old and has four children. Three-year-old twins, a two-year-old, and a one-year-old.
There's days where I go without eating just so they could eat.
Chase is unemployed and counts on government assistance to make sure her little ones have plenty of food. Even with that extra boost, she says her pantry empties quickly.
Because, of course, we always run out of food. We utilize the resources as, you know, going to food pantries. So I kind of make little meals.
Today's class is all about controlling portion size, balancing meat, dairy, grains, fruits, and veggies, even working in a little more exercise. Chase's children were excited to jump right into that. Cheryl Miller is a Texas A&M AgriLife Extension agent for Dallas County. She oversees the expanded food nutrition education program and says there are countless reasons families decide to take a class like this.
To learn basic nutrition information, to eat healthier, to cook healthier, how to stretch their food dollar, how to shop better, learn it. It is important to make a shopping list when you go shopping.
There are just over 700 families in Dallas County enrolled in this type of nutrition class. And according to Texas A&M, every dollar spent on education saves $2 in food costs and $10 on health care. For low-income folks, learning how to make every dollar count at the grocery store is essential. Concilio, a Dallas nonprofit focused on health and education, has a special activity called the $5 Challenge to help families learn how to cook for a crowd without breaking the bank.
We teach them how to prepare a healthy meal for four people. And we take them to the grocery store and we provide the $5 and then we get them to prepare the food.
Prisma Garcia, director of community health for Concilio, says sometimes the meal is roast chicken legs with steamed broccoli, or a simple breakfast of yogurt, fresh fruit, and granola. It's an empowering exercise, she says, for low-income families often overwhelmed by everything on their to-do list.
The reality is that these families are overextended because maybe they have two jobs just to, like, maintain the house at the level they are doing so. They don't maybe have transportation. They live in certain areas where, in reality, it's a food desert.
And that's one of the toughest things about eating healthy on a tight budget.
I would say the biggest hurdle that I've witnessed is just the access to food.
While many underserved North Texas neighborhoods come with plenty of corner stores and fast food joints, high-quality grocery stores are harder to find. Thanks to classes like these, nutrition education is much easier to access. Courtney Collins, KERA News.